Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. 1 John chapter 2, verses 7 to 11. Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. The old command is the message you have heard, yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded him. Picture John in the upper room with the other disciples. Jesus is there too, the night before his suffering and death. That night John saw and heard many things. Among them John heard Jesus say, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." That was a night John would never forget, and those were words John would always remember. It was a message he would share with the recipients of his first letter, and, through this letter, with you. Live in the light and live in love. Too often those who claim to be children of God show by their words and actions that they are not. Their hateful words and actions show that they are living and walking in darkness. They are blind and lost. Likewise, all too often, those who are children of God are tempted to live as though they were not. Those who praise God on Sunday morning are tempted to say and do unkind, even hateful things on Sunday afternoon. To you, John says, live in light and live in love. That life of love is seen in Jesus. It is seen as the eternal Son of God became the infant Son of Mary. It is seen as he miraculously changed water into wine and revealed his glory. It is seen as he spoke to Nicodemus about God's love for the world and to the Samaritan woman about God's love for her. It is seen in his healing and feeding and teaching and defending and confronting. It is seen as he weeps and cries out at the grave of a friend, and as his empty grave cries out with victory over sin and death. It is seen as he washes his disciples' feet with a basin of water, and as he washes away sin with his precious atoning blood. And now, because Jesus, the true light, is shining in your heart, you too can love others as Jesus loved others. You can love others as Jesus loved you. This side of heaven, your love won't be perfect, but in Christ, it can be Christ-like. In selflessness, in service, in kindness, in compassion. In love that not only lives in the moment, but lives with an eternal perspective for yourself and for those you interact with each day. Dear friends, let this be your goal today, to live in the light and live in Christ-like love. Lord Jesus, as you have loved me, so enable me to love others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.